Fool, yeah. You called him a fool, yeah.
How does that sound?
Huh?
Does that sound all right to use, or?
Yeah, it sounds all right, because they're a fool. Keep on doing something that'll never make no sense out of it.
And someone who has a whole lot of money, but really hangs on to his money, what would you call him?
What do you call that kind of a person? Let me see. Stingy or something, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. When you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
What?
When you say that a person is common.
Common?
Uh-huh.
Well, you say with a person that's common, it's just poor person or something like that, you know, like they ain't rich and nothing like that, you know, they're just poor, you know.
It wouldn't be insulting to be called common.
No, it wouldn't be insulting to be called common, no.
Mm-hmm. And say an older person, maybe in their 80s or so, who still gets around real well, has a lot of energy, you'd say for his age, he's still awfully...
in good health.
Uh-huh. Do you ever call someone like that peppy or brash or spry or chipper?
Grouchy.
No, spry or chipper or peppy.
Well, you call them peppy, yeah, for their age, you know, thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Call them peppy.
And say if your children are out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
uneasy about them.
And someone else would say, well, they'll be home all right, just don't...
don't worry.
And you'd say, a child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark, I'm...
scared.
And you say, well, I don't see why she's scared now, she... if she was never scared before, you'd say, why is she scared now, she...
well, she used to go up there.
Uh-huh.
In the dark. Wasn't scared.
Uh-huh. She shouldn't be scared now.
She shouldn't be scared now, no.
Because she what to be scared. She.
She's older, though.
Did you ever say she used to be scared or didn't used to be scared?
That she didn't used to be scared.
Uh-huh. And someone who leaves a lot of money on the table and goes outside and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you say he's mighty... what?
Mighty careless.
Okay. And you'd say, he ran down the springboard and what into the water?
Dives.
And you'd say several children have...
dived in the water.
Uh-huh. But he was too scared to... he was too scared to, what, into the water?
You're too scared to dive in the water.
Okay. And you'd say, he got in the water and what across?
Swim.
And you say several children have...
swim to crawl.
And children like to...
swim.
And if you don't know how to swim and you get in the water, you might...
drown.
You'd say, yesterday somebody...
drowned it.
Okay, and when they pulled him out, he had already...
drowned it.
And if you dive in and hit the water flat, you'd call that a...
a what?
If you dive in and hit the water flat, you'd call that a...
oh. And hit the water flat?
Uh-huh.
Might hurt you.
Did you ever hear that called a belly buster or a belly...
belly buster, yeah, belly buster. Like he does.
And you say, he ran down the springboard and then he...
dove in the water.
Okay. And... say if you had a question, I might say, well, I don't know the answer to your question. You better go
somewhere else.
And what them?
Find out from them.
Go what them your question.
Yeah, yeah. Tell them your question.
Okay. And someone who makes up his own mind and then he's going to do things his way, he doesn't want to listen to anybody else. What would you call somebody like that?
Won't listen to one else?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's called deceptionist. For the self, they want to just be for the self.
Uh-huh. Or if he's wrong, he won't ever admit it.